Since 1937, the Lights of Spiritual Guidance purpose has been to proclaim Jesus Christ as he brings light into a darkened world. So glad you chose to join us today, and I trust the program will be a blessing to you as you listen to this edition of the Lights of Spiritual Guidance. Good morning, and thanks so much for tuning in to this edition of the Lights of Spiritual Guidance. I'm going to complete the message that I began at the very first of the month of September, titled Crescendo of Praise. And it was preached at Camp Syker in Mount Vernon, Ohio. And I hope that you will appreciate the content of the message, and it will challenge your heart when it comes to how you worship and how you serve Jesus Christ. I do hope that you will pray for me, as I'm going to be speaking this weekend at Flintwood Wesleyan Church in Columbus, Indiana. If you listen to us on WYGS in Columbus or one of their sister stations in the central Indiana area, I hope that you'll come. I don't mean to solicit you away from your people, but if you don't have a church home, would love to have you come and share in that morning worship service. They have two services, one at 9 o'clock and one at 11 o'clock. I'll be speaking in both of those services. And then I'm going to have a few days off and then finish up the month of September, September 29 to October the 2nd in Hurricane, West Virginia, at the Church of the Nazarene there. So I do cover your prayers as I'm involved in these speaking engagements and revival meetings. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for our listening audience today. So appreciate those who make it a point to tune into this program every week. And then, Father, I recognize also that there are probably people who might just happen on the radio program wondering what the Lights of Spiritual Guidance is all about. And I pray if someone's listening today that doesn't know you, that they'll hear something that will trigger something in their spirit, that the Holy Spirit will take something from a song or the preached word and cause them to come to that place of yielding themselves to you. I pray that you'd bless this radio station. Thank you so much for their willingness to air the program. And also, Father, I thank you for those who send us a letter from time to time with a gift enclosed, enabling us to stay on this radio station. And I pray that you would lay it upon the hearts of those listening to reach out in that regard to help us keep this radio program going. Thank you so much, Father, for your faithfulness in helping that to happen across the years. I pray for those that are sick and shut in. Touch them, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. You can write to me, The Lights of Spiritual Guidance, 1915 Cottage Avenue, Columbus, Indiana, 47201, or go to our website, lomanministries.org. You can give through the Venmo and the PayPal tabs there.
Dissolve like snow the sun forbear to shine, but God who called me here below will be forever mine, will be forever mine. You are forever.
He is worthy to receive wisdom. In a loud voice, they're saying, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom. Wisdom? Oh, he's got it. He is the intellect of the universe. Jesus stood tall and made the declaration, I am the way and the truth. Oh, it's not that he's read more books or done more research. He is the inventor of all truth. If there is truth anywhere, you can trace it back to him. The Apostle Paul said, in him is hid all the treasures of wisdom. He also said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Has there ever been a time in your life when you bowed your knee before him because he is worth it and said, you can have control of my mind? I give you the right to guard my mind, to check me with your Holy Spirit, to help me know what to let enter into my mind through the eye gate, through the ear gate. Have you ever worshiped him to that degree? Young man came to his pastor one day, and after the service was over, he announced to his pastor, he said, this is my last day at church. The pastor said, why? Have we done something? Have we offended you? And he said, no. He said, I have been off to college and I've taken several science courses. And what I have learned in those courses just didn't jive with what I've been taught all these years that I've been attending church. So it seems that coming to church is now just a waste of time. And you would agree, Pastor, I need to do that which makes sense, do that which is logical. And then the pastor asked him, what class, the science class that you're taking, how often do you go to that class? He said, it's a heavy load regarding that class. 5 days a week, 1 hour a day in class. 2 hours every day outside of class, preparing for the class the next day. It's heavy class. How often do you go to church? The pastor asked the young man. Oh, I might go a couple of times a month. And the pastor said, oh, so you have about 24 hours a week of science being fed into your mind by secular teachers and class books, and you give about an hour to God a month. Is there any wonder why you've come to this conclusion? Has there ever been a time when you bowed your knee before him who is worth it, who is worthy? Fill my mind with your word. Fill my mind with your thoughts. If you ever expect to sing in the choir up there, you're going to have to learn the words down here. He is worthy to receive strength. In a loud voice, they're saying, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power, wealth, and wisdom, and strength. Talk about strength. He's got it. He's the strength of the universe. In verse 5, he is called the Lion of the tribe of Judah. But the question remains this morning, while he is all strength, does he have yours? Or do you just give him your leftovers? Do you give all of your energy for everything else seemingly? and give him what's left over. Well, I'm too tired to go to church. I'm too tired to read my Bible. I'm too tired to spend time in prayer. But I'm not too tired to go to the ball game. And I'm not too tired to get involved in that recreational activity. I'm not too tired to entertain relatives. Strength. He has it. But does he have yours? Has there ever been a time in your life when you bowed your knee before him because he is worthy, he is worth it, and said, I give you priority over my lifestyle. I give you priority of the things that, over the things that I choose to do every day. If you expect to sing in the choir up there, you're going to have to learn the words down here. Jesus says, you can have my power, you can have my riches, you can have my wisdom, you can have my strength. To them God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. He's worth it. I've been reading a book. I'm going to share a portion of it with you in closing this morning. It's the story of a man by the name of William Borden. This is my second book about Bill Borden. William Whiting Borden was born into a prominent and wealthy Illinois family, the third child of William and Mary Borden. Borden's father had made a fortune in Colorado silver mining. After his mother was converted to evangelical Christianity in 1894, she took her son to the Chicago Avenue Church, which is now the Moody Church in Chicago, Illinois, where he responded to the preaching of R.A. Torrey. And from that juncture, prayer and Bible study became the hallmarks of young William Borden's life. After he graduated high school, he went to the Hill School, a prominent private school for young men. At age 16, his parents gave him the gift of a chaperone trip around the world. Borden entered Yale University in 1905. He began daily prayer groups there at Yale University, and within 2 years, the entire university, from the freshman class to the senior class, had daily prayer groups represented. In 1906, at a student volunteer movement in Nashville, Tennessee, Borden was impressed with missions again, and the doors were opening for evangelization of Muslim countries. With his own money, while still a college student, he funded the New Haven Rescue Mission and there did personal work himself. A well-traveled English visitor came to the mission, and when asked what most impressed him about America, he said, the sight of that young millionaire kneeling with his arm around a bum in the Yale Hope Mission. After graduating from Yale in 1909, Borden attended Princeton Theological Seminary. Graduating in 1912, Professor Charles Erdman wrote that no other student had exerted a greater personal influence on him than Bill Borden. He said this of Bill Borden, and I quote, his judgment was so unerring and so mature, I always forgot that there was such a difference in our ages. His complete consecration and devotion to Christ were a revelation to me, and his confidence in prayer a continual inspiration. Borden's intention was to become a missionary in China's Gansu province, ministering to the Muslims in that area. He decided to first study Arabic language and Islam in Cairo, Egypt. He spent time distributing Christian sermons on the streets of Cairo while he was preparing to go to China as a missionary. In March 1913, Bill Borden contracted cerebral meningitis, exhibiting the symptoms on March the 21st and dying less than 3 weeks later. Ironically, his mother had just arrived from America, and she was present for the simple funeral for her son. Borden is buried in the American cemetery in Cairo. On his grave were inscribed by Charles Erdman, "Apart from faith in Christ, there is no explanation for such a life." According to the author of Bill Borden's biography that I'm reading right now, Miss Howard Taylor wrote a fitting epitaph for Bill Borden, dying at the age of 25. No reserve, no retreat, no regrets had any place in Borden's consecration to God. He's worth it. He's worth it. If we ever expect to sing in the choir up there, we're going to have to learn the words down here.
His heart was broken, mine was mended. He became sin, now I am clean. The cross he carried bore my burden. The nails that held him set me free. His life for mine, his life for mine. How could it ever be that he would die? God's son would die to save a wretch like me. What love divine, he gave his life for mine. His scars of suffering brought me healing. He spilled his blood to fill my soul. His crown of thorns made me royalty. His sorrow gave me joy untold. His life for mine, his life for mine. How could it ever be that he would die? God's son would die to save a wretch like me. What love divine, he gave his life for mine. He was despised and rejected, stripped of his garment and oppressed. I am loved and accepted, and I wear a robe of righteousness. His life for mine, his life for mine.
that he would die, God's son would die, to save a wretch like me. What love divine, he gave his life for mine.
Thanks so much for listening to the Lights of Spiritual Guidance today. I do hope you'll find a place to worship. And if you live near any of the following churches, I know you would be welcome. In the state of Illinois, Faith Chapel in Carrier Mills. In the state of Kentucky, I know you would be welcome in any of the churches of the Kentucky Mountain Holiness Association. In the state of North Carolina, Charity Baptist Church in High Point, Friendship Baptist Church, Willow Springs, or Mount Gilead Methodist Church in Trinity. Here in the state of Indiana, where this program is produced, in the city of Columbus, Indiana, I know you would be welcome at Bethel Wesleyan Church, Columbus Free Methodist Church, or Flintwood Wesleyan Church. And in the state of Ohio, I know you would be welcome in the city of Fostoria, Ohio, at Trinity United Brethren Church. Hope you'll take time to write us a letter of support. It would mean so much. You could write to me, The Lights of Spiritual Guidance, 1915 Cottage Avenue, Columbus, Indiana, 47201. Or you can go to our website, lomanministries.org, and give through the Venmo or PayPal tag there. I hope you'll tune in next week at this same time. And in the meantime, don't forget, my friend, I'm still praying for you.